All right, I'm gonna try to record this again because the last time I tried to record this, I played snippets of songs in the as I was recording. Like, I just had it on my laptop and I recorded things. I mean, and I just recorded the song from the audio from my laptop. But some of these songs, you can't get the full effect. Most of these songs, you can't get the full, and all of these songs, you can't get the full effect. From. And I don't want to ruin anything for anybody if you want to actually sit down and listen to things. But yeah. So I'm gonna redo everything. I was already like 30 minutes in. Yeah. Here we go. Let's do it. Warm-up question. What's your current phone ringtone? Feel free to play it. I'm not gonna do that because it's just the default iPhone ringtone because I'm boring. All right, first things first. What is your go-to genre? Ooh. When you ask that question, the first thing that comes to my mind is like just that entire sect of smoky-voiced female lounge jazz singers. I have a playlist on my Spotify that's just dedicated to that kind, like just that. So it's just got Rosemary Clooney, it's got Julie London, it's got Ella Fitzgerald, it's got Billie Holiday, it's got all my girls. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. So I guess that's my go-to genre. But like that doesn't satisfy all my like needs, you know? Like it's good for like one kind of type or like a select few type of emotions or like scenarios that I find myself in. Like you can't work out to that kind of music. You need like dumb, like loud, heavy like trap music. So there's that too. Just whatever like trap song is popular, I listen to that. Yeah. So I guess that's my go-to genre. Mostly, I kind of fell into that mostly because like, one, like the aesthetic is so pleasing. They're sexy as fuck, and like that's the kind of music that suits my voice the best, I feel like. My voice, which is going for some reason. Am I getting sick? I better fucking not be getting sick. Why do I always get sick when I do questionnaires? But yeah, that's it. I had a lot more notes for that question, but it was just me thought dumping, and I feel like I've come to a conclusive conclusion. Yep. Words. Why is my wrist cracking like that? I have like old people joints. Go-to bands? Like I said, I didn't say this, but I guess I don't have go-to bands. I have bands that I will hold in my heart forever. I have K-pop bands, my boys and my girls. I was really into Brown Eyed Girls and 21 and Big Bang, SHINee. They were probably most in my heart. Wonder Girls. Oh shit. I watched that Wonder Girls movie when it came out and I was so disappointed. But like looking back, I'm just like, what did you fucking expect? Yeah. I have that on this day thing. I get notifications for that from on Facebook, and most of them are just my one friend telling me about like she like posting on my wall about K-pop because we were so invested. Fuck, I forgot EXO. Dude. EXO. Yes. I'm just listing K-pop bands now, though. I feel like I should be better at Korean. Oh no. Oh well. Oh no. Okay. But yeah, I go through phases. I'll just consume everything that an artist has, and then I'll just get to move on to another thing, and then I don't know. Yeah. Next question. Do you remember the first song slash artist you ever heard? Nah. I grew up in a very musical household, so I remember hearing a lot of Besame Mucho from my grandma singing karaoke. I remember my grandpa playing Chopin's Waltz in C sharp minor a lot, which I will link. I remember my mom playing Claire de Lune. I remember dancing to Madonna in the kitchen with my mom. And my dad has a Journey medley that he does. So these are all songs that I've grown up with. Things that I've. Yes. What has influenced your musical taste over the years? Well, in addition to what I just said, I was in jazz ensemble all through high school, so I listened to a lot of jazz to prep for this. Yeah, Charles Mingus is my main man. Fucking the Haitian fight song is still my jam. So I also was in musical theater all through high school, so I was into that. I kind of am still. That's influenced me a lot. Obviously, K-pop was a big part of my formative years. Chopin was a big part of my formative years. What else? What else? What else? What else? Just people at school. What people at school are listening to. Recommendations. I get requests to play songs, so I'll look up those. Yeah. Hamilton's a big part of my life. There's that. Next question. Do you play instruments? Oh boy, do I play instruments. I'm that kid who's been playing piano since she was 5 years old, and I should probably be better at it by now. But, I wasn't very disciplined. As a child, you gotta be very disciplined. I'm not one of those prodigies. I'm too old to be a prodigy now. But yeah, I've been playing piano for many a year. But my primary instrument is slowly becoming, not slowly, it's pretty quickly becoming the baritone ukulele because I got one for Christmas and it suits my voice, I think. It's mellow but still bright, I think. I just restrung it and I think I might have fucked it up. But this is fine. This is A-okay. So I play that. I play baritone ukulele. I play soprano ukulele, which is the littlest one. So I have the littlest and the biggest. And I play pretty basic guitar. Like, I know enough chords to get me through, like, most pop songs. That's all you really need. I can play Sweet Home Alabama, the beginning riff. I can play the Tetris theme on both ukulele and guitar. I've got some pretty sick, bass riffs in my repertoire. And I play the drums. Well, I did. I was the best drummer in the class. That's pretty good. Yeah. Those are my instruments. I sing too. Is mayonnaise an instrument? Okay, next question. Read music. Yep, I do. Can't play piano for 14 years and not read music. I mean, I'm sure you can, but when you start out at five, there's a you kind of, learn. I'm not very good at sight reading though. Sight reading on piano. I'm okay. I guess I'm okay at sight singing, like with a choir. I still get my bass and treble clefs. Do I though? I said I did, but yeah, I don't think I get my bass and treble clefs mixed up. I think I'm okay. I'm a little out of practice right now. I'm a little rusty, so yeah. But I do read music. I know all the things. Yes. Next. Please list specific examples when possible. Has music ever made you cry from sadness? Yeah. I'm gonna link this in the thingamabobber, but there was one particular Chopin nocturne that I would play a lot in lieu of an emo phase, and I'd just cry while playing it in the late hours of the night when I was upset. Yeah, that's what I would do. Yep, it was very cathartic though, so it was a very good, like, non-destructive way of, getting your feelings out. Has music ever given you happy tears? Sometimes I just well up with pride when I watch performances of people that I know, so there's that. I also cried during the finale of Pitch Perfect 2. What does that say about me? Who knows? I don't. Has music ever made you euphoric? All right, so I once had the opportunity to sing Carmina Burana with like 200 people and a full orchestra, and it was fucking lit. The finale round of O Fortuna was just so good, so beautiful, and my stomach is making weird noises, and it was so crisp, and it was so together, and it was just all the cutoffs were in sync, and everyone was like so into it. Fucking amazing. Yes. So, Carmina Burana, there's that. What else? I went to a silent disco earlier last semester, and that was fun. That was awesome. I want to go to another one, man. It was so cool. Stomach, please. Stop that. I know. I know. But yeah. Yeah. Next up. Do you ever hear something and then become overwhelmed with the urge to let the rest of the world experience it? Yeah. Sure. I had to think about this one. 'Cause usually I'll hear something and it's already been out for a tiddly bit. So I'm like behind the curve. But one thing that I was not behind the curve for was Dodie's EP Intertwined. Linking that also. That one's like not on YouTube, I think. Well, there's like a couple songs that are on YouTube. But that was fucking beautiful. Like, damn. I love Dodie so much. Yes. She is like one of my big inspirations in life and as a musician. So, there's that. Also, I mentioned this in my previous take, the Hamburger Helper mixtape. I'm gonna write that down. Hamburger mix tape. Because it seemed like such meme material, when something is just so memeable that you gotta share it with people. Like, yes. Everyone deserves to have some Hamburger Helper in their life. What is your guilty pleasure? I'll link them in, but like songs like the Lil Einstein's remix, that was popular at school for a while. That was like way overplayed, and I like got a little too turned to that. The Caillou rap, the Ellen DeGeneres rap, Lil B, that guy makes like just like the dumbest shit, and I love it. And it's just, I'm supposed to be a classical musician, but nope. Alright. You've just lost your entire music collection, and have just enough time to download 10 songs for the plane. What do you pick? I'm gonna put these in the thingamabobber, because basically my rationale behind choosing these songs was I just want complex things that are long, so I can like pick them apart. So my songs are like, my shortest song is like 3 minutes and 32 seconds, but that's like an outlier, so just average like 6 minutes to 15 minutes is like my song choices. So my 10 songs end up being like 1 hour and 33 minutes, and if I want to like re-listen to songs that'll like take me more. I wonder if I have like, I can like look at the scores for some of these, because that'd be fun. But this is, I'm thinking too much into this, but basically I'll read off the list anyway. I've got Me and Your Mama, Childish Gambino, Gnarly Buttons, The Perilous Shore, John Adams, that's a fun one, When I Get There, Mulgrew Miller, Cello Sonata, Opus 65 in G Minor, by Ya Boy Chopin, except not really, it's like an arrangement, like a different arrangement, Haitian Fight Song, Charles Mingus, Lingus, Snarky Puppy, Mood Indigo, Duke Ellington, that's the 15-minute one, that's a good one, Pussycat Doos, Mingus Big Band, again, Oops, I Did It Again, but arranged by, Postmodern Jukebox, good shit, and finally, Bad and Bougie, Migos, and Lil Uzi. So there's that. Yeah. What is the next question? There is the next question. There she is. You know, there's one song you've always got to have in your collection. What is it? Can't do this to me, man. Can't do this to me. Okay, so not just, okay, so this is the one song that you always have to have. Not like, I didn't think about this one. I wrote down answers for, like, everything except this. Because all I wrote down is, dude, you can't do this to me. So I'm gonna think about it now. It's gotta be something that I can't sing. And that I can't play myself. So. That's a lot of songs. Let's be real. I don't have just one song that I always need, because I can live with, there's so much music that I can live without hearing, like, one song ever again, I think. If I can't think of it, then I just, nah. Anyway, because, like, even if I don't have it in my collection, I can always like YouTube it, right? I'm not that dedicated to music where like I can't wait. Shit, okay, I have a song. I don't even have it in my music library now though, so I guess it doesn't count, but I don't want to say it though, because it'd be outing me, because it's like pretty specific. Next question. Although it may be the same as question 10, what is it? Oh, yeah, these aren't numbered. Whoops. What is a song you find yourself singing? Fuck. What is a song you find yourself never sick of singing? I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Such a jam. Such a go-to jam. An alien race has landed and befriended you. They're asking you to compile a playlist of 100 songs for them to bring to their planet.
I couldn't do that, man. I couldn't do that. I also feel like I don't have enough of a knowledge of, like, I don't have a comprehensive knowledge of, like, all of Earth's music in general to, like, accurately give these aliens a representation of this. Like, looking at my music now, I'm pretty, like, it's like, I do have, like, a genre that I do have, like, a type of music that I go to, and, like, there's a lot that I don't, so I'm gonna talk about the other thing, which is ramble about any aspect of music culture that excites you. Music culture? I don't even, My music culture consists of me just listening to things alone, usually. But, you know, when you're around people just that like the same music as you, and you listen to it together, and you just all know the words to everything, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And I love dancing, and when I was heavy into K-pop, my best friend and I would just dance in our basements, alternatively each other's basements, for just hours and hours on end until we were just like so dead from dehydration and just neglect and just plowing ahead and trying to learn these dances and just, Man, I'm getting all nostalgic, but yeah, also just playing music with people, just being in, like, even in, like, a fucking high school, like, jazz ensemble, just, I was also in, choir, too, so that was fun, learning music together, and just being able to get to the point where it's just muscle memory, and you automatically know, and it, like, becomes inside, it becomes an inside joke, kind of, and you can, like, except an inside joke, or you can just break out into, like, 5-part harmony with your friends, and it's beautiful. Probably annoying to lots of people, but beautiful to us. Yeah. Sorry, aliens. Next question. I want to sing a duet with you. You do? What song are we gonna sing? A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. My voice is very dead. Da, 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 da. I'm in a whole new world with you. That's always my go-to duet. But when I karaoke it, it seems really long and boring and repetitive. But I always pick it. I always pick it. A whole new world. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. Alright. Let's take it on the road. We have started a band. What are we called and what is our sound? Okay, so I'm usually really good at coming up. Well, not really, but I do the thing where I just hear a phrase and I go, yep, that's my new band name. Or I'm just going, yep, that's the name of my new mixtape. That's the name of my new album. But I was blanking. I like the name Metalinguistics for some reason. I feel like that would be just a lot of wordplay, a lot of puns. Maybe we'd be like an educational, like, band. Fuck, I don't know. Metalinguistics. There you go. That's a thing. Next question. Suggest a song I probably have never heard of, but you think I need in my life. Well, I don't know what your music taste is.
But Caro Emerald is an amazing artist. Her music is based off of like post-war jazz. Like, yeah. So, she has a song called Black Valentine, and I was thinking of posting a cover of it backstage. Listen to it, let me know, because she's pretty awesome. She's pretty lit. She's exactly like very like the height of what my music taste is right now. Yeah. Also, she sang the song, if you watch Agent Carter, she's the one who sings that, ooh, that man is da 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 da, in the first episode, when they're doing, like, those flashbacks of, Steve! Steve! What was that? What noises am I making with my mouth? I need to stop talking. So, Black Valentine, Caro Emerald. I will find that somewhere, and I will post it. Maybe. Can I make, like, a Spotify playlist and then, like, not have my account attached to it? I can't do that, right? Because, like, my account is, like, kind of my name. It's my first name. But I'm just, like, yeah. I don't have the most common name, so, like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but I'll figure it out. Bonus, can you sing me something? Puppy Dog Eyes. Oh, he gave me the Puppy Dog Eyes. I gotta now. But I don't know what to sing. What am I gonna do? Because my voice is going. Ooh. Wait, I'm scared to turn the piano on because it made weird noises. But, I'll sing you a little bit of Sway because that's where my voice is at right now. When marimba rhythm starts to play, dance with me. Make me sway like the lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Yeah, sure. Okay. That was a thing that I did. This was fun. I'm sorry if I sound a low energy. It's because I am. I did get a little animated at some points when I was talking about certain things. But I just, my head hurts, my stomach hurts, I'm just in so much pain, but it's fine, don't worry about me. I'm gonna try to compile the songs that I talked about. Yeah. This has been fun.